Yo, welcome to Empire Radio, episode 2. I got my main man right here, fucking Greg. Greg C, say what's up, Greg.
What's up, everybody?
Fucking...
to the hundreds and thousands listening right now.
Yeah, you know you're listening.
Hey, I listened to the first one. That's kind of why I'm on the second one, right?
Yeah, well, fucking... you know, I was going to get some other people on here, too. I was going to see if maybe we make some calls today. Since it's not fucking 12 o'clock at night. Can you hear yourself good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Alright. So, what's up, Greg?
Nothing much. Dude, this shit's funny, man. Like, this fucking... this whole podcast thing, like... I was like, oh, like, this will... like, when I saw the first one, I was like, I gotta see, like, what shit this guy's talking, because... you're actually a pretty funny shit talker, so I was like, I'm sure I'm gonna fucking laugh off this for a minute. And sure enough, I got through the whole 30 minutes, and I was like, alright, like, I was like, I'm gonna hit this dude up, like, I'll give his props, like, it was pretty funny.
Hey, you didn't stop the whole way through?
No.
You kept going?
It got kind of dry, like, because Ish doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. not just you, Ish, I'm just fucking with you, No, it got a little dry. Like, I could see that you guys were running out of shit to talk about, which, I mean, it's different. Like, you're not just having a regular conversation. Well, you are, but...
it's a,
like,
little different.
You get, like... you almost feel, like, a little bit of pressure because, like, you feel like you're speaking to an audience, kind of.
Yeah.
Even though, like, nobody's fucking... I mean, we're in Chino right now.
Well, I got like, 100 house. Plays on that last one. So
was that 100?
Yeah, I got, like, 100 plays.
I think I was, like... I saw, like, 59 plays when I saw it. So,
oh, yeah?
That, like, doubled in numbers.
Oh, it shows you guys?
Yeah, I think it was, like, the little podcast.com thing that you posted it on.
Yeah.
Up in the corner, there's, like, a little number.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if you guys could see it. I know I could see it, but...
yeah.
But yeah, dude, fucking... last time I was tired as fuck, so I was all quiet and shit.
So, I think I might know the answer, but what's the, like, reason why, like, he started this shit?
This podcast?
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think the answer is?
Well, for me, like, and like, I've heard you talk about him too, like, Joe Rogan and fucking Joey Diaz, like, those dudes are funny as fuck. Like, their podcasts, like, it... when you listen to those dudes, you're like, man, like, that shit's cool as fuck. Like, these dudes, like, they're fucking funny. Well, they're comedians, but...
yeah.
You know, they got some pretty interesting shit to talk about.
Nah, I like listening to that shit, dude, all the time. Fucking Joey Diaz, Joe Rogan and all of them, but... I don't know, I just started because I know there's nobody talking about, like, things from around here, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the Inland Empire and, like, our area, fucking Riverside, Chino...
yeah.
Fucking, I've even been to Paris, so nobody's, you know.
Yeah. I feel like, it's, like, the IE's kind of, we don't get our respect, you know, like, it's always, like, oh, like, just outside of LA or, like, close
LA.
To Orange County, they don't say, like, fucking Riverside.
Yeah, the Hollywood.
Yeah, like,
fuck out of here.
Just an hour outside of LA, like, bitch, like, we have a fucking name.
I know.
Fucking Riverside, Inland Empire, whatever you want to call it, I would fucking get the name wrong, but, like, give us some kind of respect, you know? Like, fuck.
Yeah, everybody talks shit about, like, fucking 909 and
yeah.
All those 951s, but I think it's pretty cool, except for San Bernardino. I don't like San Bernardino.
Neither do I.
That shit's ghetto.
I've been fucking open about that shit for my whole life.
I'm not too fond of, like, Colton either. I don't really...
Colton?
It's not that bad.
All those little outside cities, like Colton, Rialto, what else is out there? Fontana. Like,
fucking, all that.
Yeah, all those little places, they're alright. Like, they got... it's fucking...
nice,
it's ghetto. It's fucking... you got your swap meets out there and a bunch of little Mexicans or whatever, but,
yeah.
You know, that's... that's your people right there.
Yeah, it's the strip. The good strip clubs are over there.
Yeah. Oh.
Or
Spearmint.
Fucking Spearmint.
Were you there that night that for my birthday? Yeah, I think you were. When we went, I think I turned 20.
Oh, yeah. I think, dude, honestly, I think that was my first time at a strip club.
I think that was my first time as well.
It's
I took my fucking girlfriend with me. That was something else. You know what, though? Like... when you take a girl with you to a fucking... to a strip club, that's
yeah.
Where you get attention. Like, we got so much attention, dude. Like, more than anybody. Because, like, it wasn't me. It wasn't, like... I don't even think it was necessarily just the couple. It was, like... the strippers were more attracted to, like, my girlfriend. They're like, oh, fuck it. Like,
Oh,
I'm gonna show my titties to this bitch, and I just happen to be sitting next to my girlfriend. So
I don't know, and they want to go there and flirt and rub their ass. And
yeah,
all that.
It's because they like girls aren't as perverted as perverted as us. I'm not that fucking that perverted. Like I won't like.
I'm pretty perverted.
I won't just like slap the shit out of a stripper's ass or anything like that. I'll show some respect.
You
but
wouldn't?
Nah, dude. Dude, that's grimy.
I did some gnarly shit, but it's gonna be off the podcast.
Well, you don't want to talk about it?
I mean, I guess.
Come on, man.
Okay, fine. Fucking, I went to the strip club one time, and I was drunk, dude. Not even drunk. I was just having a good time, you know. And then I was like, yeah, whatever. I'll get a dance over with, you know. So like, I paid this girl for a dance. She's like, hey, you want to dance? I'm like, yeah. Within like 3 seconds of like meeting her, she was like dancing on me. And then
That's what she's paid to do, but
yeah, well, that's just she was trying to
there's
do.
More to the story, I'm sure.
Yeah, I was trying to have fun, you know. So she started dancing on me, and I was just laughing, dude. I was laughing like I was at a freaking comedy club and shit. I don't know why. She was just dancing on me, and I was just like, I smacked her like a few times
in the face.
Nah. I smacked her, dude, and then like I leaned back on my chair and I was just like laughing, and then I looked to my right and there was this guy just staring at me, dude, with his mouth open.
What
like,
the fuck? Like you're ruining my fucking chub right here. Like
I was like, dude, what's up? I was like, hey, what's up, man? Having a good time? He just didn't even move. He didn't even blink.
Fuck.
And I probably blew his mind. He's like, I can do that. I'm like, yeah. You pay him $20, you can do that, man.
I have a pretty funny strip club story. This is a Vegas strip club, though.
Oh, shit.
Fuck. I mean, alright. So, fucking, I think is last year. And for Lorena's birthday, we went. It was me and Dan that went to the strip club.
Oh, yeah?
But, yeah, dude, like, I called up, like, we ran into one of those little fucking, you know, those dudes, like, slapping the cards, fucking, you know, go to the strip club, like,
oh,
blah,
okay,
blah,
okay.
Like,
yeah, yeah,
say,
yeah.
Hey, man, I'll get you VIP this or that, like, limo right there. All right, like, I'm gonna take, like, fuck it. Yo, Snapchat. I was like, I'm gonna take advantage of this, you know, like, how often do I go to fucking Vegas, and how often does anybody ever take advantage of this shit? Like, they think it's, like, a gimmick. So I was like, I'm gonna call their bluff. So sure enough, like, I we were fucking drunk. Like, I told Dan, I was like, hey, dude, like, I still got this dude's number. Like, I'll hit him up. So, like, Lorena and Brian, who was there together, you know? So
mm-hmm.
They went out and they, like, had their little, like, couple thing they wanted
the
to go
strip
out.
Club?
No. They went to, like,
they
went to one of those shows, like, those peep shows or whatever the hell.
Okay, like, fucking...
It was, like, a couples thing that they wanted to do. So, like, cool. So, like, it left me and Dan, like, open to do whatever the fuck we wanted. So, let's go to this fucking strip club. Sure enough, like, I hit the dude up. And he's like, all right, we'll be there in, like, 45 minutes. Sweet. Let's fucking clean up, you know, shave our balls, whatever. Like, let's get some fucking punani tonight. So, yeah, they came and picked us up in their fucking party bus. My ass. It was a fucking... It looked like one of them, one of those, like, handicap buses, like...
Aw, no way.
Yeah.
Like, the ones you take when you're fucking dumb and shit in school?
Yeah, but it wasn't yellow. It was like the adult handicap buses, like, you know what those things look like?
Yeah.
So, they picked us up in that, which I was like, oh, man, some fucking party limo.
Wait, you called them, or you had to wait somewhere?
I called them. They picked us up at our hotel we stayed in.
For free?
Yeah, for free.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Cool.
And they're like, you know, you get in free. All you gotta do is like, I think we even got like, buy one drink, get one free too.
Oh, yeah.
Like it was like a pretty good hookup or whatever. So we did that, and we get in this fucking bus, and like we started pounding. Like we're like, fuck, dude. Like let's try to get as fucked up as we can before we get in this fucking place. And we did just that. Like we get into the bus, full of fucking old white men, like, just, like, I was so uncomfortable, so I was like, you know what, dude, fuck it, I'm gonna make the best of this shit. I pulled out my phone, just started recording everybody. I was like, yo, like, fucking,
really?
Let's fucking, yeah, dude, just pulled out my phone, like, what's up, guys? And, like, I'm sure, like, they're like, you fucking natural, my wife is gonna see this.
Did they party with you, though?
No, they're just kind of just kept to themselves, so,
whatever.
So I was sitting behind the bus driver, I was like, yo, dude, like, Like, how are you, man? Like,
yeah.
Like, how's your job? Trying to make some conversation or whatever.
Was he a square too?
Nah, he was like a foreigner. He was cool, like one of them cool foreigners that is trying to get you to party and shit.
That's cool, man. I like that. I like that kind of spirit.
When and you he was like, "Yeah, man, take you go see some titties." I was like, "Fucking yeah!" Like, I'm like, you know, you can take your beer wherever. So I had my beer in the bus with me. I had like 3 or 4 beers with me, damn. And like we finished those. We get to the fucking to the strip club, which we thought was gonna be like immediately on the strip. Yeah. We have to take a fucking freeway to get to the strip club. Like,
oh shit,
I don't even remember which one it's called, so I can fucking bash them for that shit.
That's why they pick you up, because they know you're not gonna go if it's not on the strip.
Yeah, pretty much. I fucking learned my lesson. So they took us there, and we're like, it's like it's late. It's like 2 in the morning, probably 1. And so we get in there, we're like fucking drunk or whatever. I don't think that there's a cover fee. So we get in there and we started drinking more. We took advantage of that, like buy one drink, get another one free.
Yeah.
And Dan, fucking Dan, dude, that dude don't give a fuck. He's been to strip club so many goddamn times. So like he immediately he's like, I'm getting a dance, you know, like. And I was just like kicking back, you know. It's just like I'm fucked up, like, I'm just gonna have fun seeing these chicks, like, dance for free or whatever, like, I'm not trying to blow my fucking, my wad, like, right now, like, not my fucking, my jizz wad, my fucking wallet wad.
Okay.
I was like, I wasn't trying to blow all my money one night, so.
You didn't get a dance?
Well, I did, I was fucked up, and I was just like, man, you know what, fuck it, man, Dan got his dance or whatever, and, like, I saw the fool was having fun and shit. So, like, he pulls a stripper up to him, and like, he slips her some money, and, like, he kind of points it over to me. I'm like, ah, oh, fuck, dude, this dude.
Really?
Yeah, this dude got me a dance, too.
Oh, that's dope.
And so, me and this dude are getting dances, like, next to each other. I'm like, fuck, dude, like, how awkward is this? Like, we're fucking popping chubs, like, sitting fucking, fucking, you know, thigh to thigh and shit, pretty much. Like, nah, we weren't that close. But, I look over, and, like, I'm fucking drunk, like. Dan's like having the time of his life, grabbing ass, just like rubbing this bitch's waist. Like, I'm like, damn, dude, like I didn't know you can do all that, you know. Like, I'm over here with my fucking hands to my side, just like, don't, like, if I touch this bitch, like, I'm gonna get kicked out, and I don't want to, like, you know, shit to go down in Vegas. Like fuck that, I'm not gonna get beat up by no bouncers over here. Like, so, like, I was just like, you know, I was shy too, and I was just like, you know, like, I told the stripper, I was like, I don't know what to do, like. And she's like, oh, just, like, do whatever, you know? So I just grabbed, like, a handful of ass cheek.
That's it?
Pretty much. I was being a little square about it.
Damn.
There's a little bit more to the story, though.
What is it? Tell me.
So, nothing, like, with, like, getting laid or anything like that. So, what the fuck happened after that? I think by this time, because they didn't let us buy beer, dude. For some reason, beer was off limits, like. Like, for free, like, you can, club? Yeah, you can buy beer, but it was, like, expensive as fuck.
Oh, fuck yeah. Like, and then, $8, like,
yeah.
$7,
and the fucking, the whiskey and Coke was, like, fucking $4 or $5, and that's the drink that you get for free. You buy one, you get another one free. So we're like, fuck yeah, dude, like, we drink that shit, man. And then, like, I'm, like, fucking an inch away from blackout drunk, dude, and, like, we're just in there. It's, like, 3 in the morning already. Like, a lot of time has gone by. It didn't feel like that because we were fucked up.
Yeah.
So time goes by. And, like, I just started feeling, like, really funny, dude. Like, I don't know if everything just hit me so fast at once or, like, what happened. But I started having a fucking, like, anxiety attack. Like, bad. Like, real bad.
Huh.
And I was like, fuck, dude. Like, my heart is racing. I just felt, like, vulnerable or something. Like, if that's the word. But like,
you
I just
had anxiety.
Yeah, it was like a panic attack, you know, like
from being in the strip club. Or
I don't know if it was just that or
they
just
probably drugged you, bro.
Yeah, it was that's what was going through my fucking head too. I was like, dude, did they like lace my shit, like, because we're being scumbags and not fucking, like,
not tipping,
not throwing no money, like, dude, I don't know Vegas, man. I don't know the way that these people roll. So like, I'm having my panic attack and shit, and I told Dan, I was like, hey, dude, like, I'm having a sick ass panic attack, man. Like, we gotta fucking go. Like, I need to, like, calm the fuck down. And he's like, what? You know, Dan. What?
Yeah.
So, like, we, like, sure enough, like, we kind of, like, we stayed, like, I calmed down a little bit in there, but, like, I still wanted to leave, so we left. And sure enough, fucking no way to get back to the fucking hotel.
Oh, they don't give you a ride back? I was gonna ask you about that too.
They stopped it. Like, we got there for the last bus ride to take us there. Fuck. And they weren't picking anybody up anymore. We're like, where's the bus? They're like, oh, it left. And we're like, shit, we're not that far from the strip, but we're still like, we couldn't walk there. It would take us all night to walk back to the strip. Really? Yeah.
Damn.
Which is, it was like, probably like from like my house to like the plaza away.
Plaza?
Yeah, so like it would take a pretty long time to walk back to the strip.
Oh shit, the plaza?
Yeah, it was
where
pretty,
the movies is?
It was like 2-3 miles, like four miles off the strip. I was like, fuck, dude. So like, sure enough, we just walked down the street like from the strip club, just like waiting for a taxi to go by, and sure enough, like the coolest fucking cab driver ever shows up.
Yeah.
And I think I left some of my money at the hotel or something, because I don't want to, like, I had like $20 on me.
Yeah.
And Dan probably had like the same amount. Like, dude, how much is this fucking cab ride gonna be? You know, like,
shit.
So like, we're shitting bricks. Like, we just see the number going up. Like, fucking boom, like $10, $15, and we're like, fuck, dude. Like we hit the edge of the strip, and it was like $20 something. It was like, fuck, dude. Like we need to get the fuck out. Like, we're not gonna be able to pay for this fare. Like,
you guys didn't have enough money or what?
Not on us. Like, I had money like somewhere, like in the. In the hotel, or I forgot, like I was fucking drunk, but so yeah, we had to get off like probably like a mile from our room, and we get dropped off at the edge of the strip, and like the fucking coolest cab driver, that's another story though, but me and Dan had to fucking walk drunk as fuck all like the whole way, like, and you know Vegas, dude, like you take a wrong turn and you're in some weird parking lot and you don't know how to get the fuck out, like
you get lost for a while.
Yeah, we just got lost, and like there's this big ass fence that we had to jump. Well, it seemed big because we were drunk, and fucking Dan couldn't get over it, so I had to boost him over. This dude eats shit like 4 feet, like 4 or 5 feet off the ground, just like straight on his fucking side, just eats it, dude. Like,
why he jumped over a wall or what?
Well, we had to jump over that little wall because like we're in this parking lot where we didn't know how to get the fuck out because we were just so drunk. And yeah, he ate shit. He's like, oh dude, like that shit was killing him or whatever. I was like, dude, get the fuck up, like let's go. Like, we just walked back to the hotel and just kept drinking, man. Just called that one a night. Like,
it must have been like 5 in the morning, huh? By then
it was like, yeah, it was like 4 or 5 in the morning by the time we got back. And then we still kept drinking after that, you know. It's Damn. Vegas, fuck it.
Yeah, that's the only thing I don't like is fucking staying up all night, dude.
I'm sorry if that was a long ass story, but
nah, it's cool. I wasn't even thinking about the time. It's a podcast. We don't have fucking limits.
We don't got time limits, but...
What are we on the fucking radio? Fucking...
Your average listener on the other side of this fucking... Of this mic might be like, shut the fuck up already.
And fuck those bastards. They can go suck a dick. This goes out to you. This goes out to you. And you. And you. Biggie. And you. This goes out to you. This goes out to you. This goes out to you. 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 Your reign on the top was short like leprechauns as I crush so-called willies, thugs, and rapadons. Get in that ass quick fast like Ramadan. It's that rap phenomenon. Don Dada. Fuck Papa. You got to call me Francis M.H. White intake like toast. Tote iron. Was told in shootouts, stay low and keep firing. Keep extra clips for extra shit. Who's next to flip on that cat with that grip on rap? The most shady. Never. Frankie baby. Ain't no telling where I may be. May see me in D.C. at Howard Homecoming with my man Capone drumming fucking something. You should know my steelo. Went from 10 G's for blow to 30 G's a show to orgies with O's I never seen before. So, Jesus, get off the notorious. Before I squeeze and bust. If the beef between us, we can settle it with the chrome and metal shit. I make it hot like a kettle get. You're delicate, you better get. Who sent you? You still pedal shit. I got more rides than Great Adventure. Biggie.
How are you gonna do it? Do it.
Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. On your mark, get set when I spark you wet. Look how dark you get when you mark for death. Should I start your breath or should I let you die? In fear, you start to cry. Ask why.
Lyrically, I worship. Don't front, the word stick. You cursed it, but rehearsed it. I drop unexpectedly like bird shit. You herbs get stuck quickly for royalties and show money. Don't forget the publishing. I punish them. I'm done with them, son. I'm surprised you run with them. I think they got cum in them, cause they nothing but dicks. Trying to blow up like nitro and dynamite sticks. Mad, I smoke hydro, rock diamonds, that's sick. Got paid off my flow, rhyme with my own clip. Take trips to Cairo, laying with your bitch. I know you playing, you was rich, fucking prick. When I see you, I'ma kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. This goes out for those that choose to use disrespectful views on the king of NY. Fuck that, why try? Throw bleach in your eye, now you're brailing it. Snatch that light shit, I'm scaling it. Conscience of your nonsense. In 88, so more powder than Johnson & Johnson. Tote steel like Bronson, vigilante. You wanna get on, son, you need to ask me. Ain't no other kings in this rap thing. They siblings, nothing but my children. One shot, they disappearing. It's ill when MCs used to be on cruddy shit. Took home, ready to die, listen, study shit. Now they on some money shit. Successful out the blue, they lightweight. Fred Jilly, my 9 milli make the white shake. That's why my money never funny, and you still recouping. Stupid, 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 stupid.
Yo. Yo, welcome back. Empire Radio. Hope you like that song. Was Kick in the Door by Biggie.
Biggie. Just opened up a beer. Trying to loosen up a little bit now.
Yeah. Greg's all nervous right now.
Psych.
He's all scared and shit.
Scared for my life.
Oh, you hear that?
What is that?
We're gonna have some problems. I don't know. Oh, it's the phone. You can't get the phone too close to the... to the fucking mic or whatever.
Fuck.
It's crazy, huh?
Fuck technology.
You forget about how crazy it is until you get
that's technology fighting with each other. Like, bitch, yeah. Get the fuck away from me. I'm the superior tech.
It's just causing static, dude.
Literally.
Yeah. People don't say static, kind of like when you're having beef.
That's like an East Coast thing, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. It's like beef or something. Or, I don't know, beef more everybody.
I don't like beef, though. Like, yeah, beef. Beef.
Yeah, it sounds like some fucking some meat log or something.
Yeah. What are we cooking or what? I don't have beef. Get the fuck out of here. I'm at a grocery store.
Shit, speaking about technology, how crazy is this shit, dude? You know, I was listening to this, of course, like the Joe Rogan podcast. Everybody's heard me talk about it so many goddamn times, but one of my favorite ones, he had this guest on. His name was Jason Silva. Dude, I gotta shout him out. That dude, if he had fucking like 3 minutes. Right before you go to bed or whenever, it's 3 minutes of your fucking life. Go to YouTube, look up Shots of Awe. It's by Jason Silva. He'll be talking and like it's like super inspirational shit, dude. Like this dude is a fucking bad motherfucker. He's like a futurist slash like I don't know like I don't even know what else to call him. He's like a futurist inspirational speaker slash other. But this dude's bad. Where is that going with this? Oh, so that dude's a bad motherfucker on the Joe Rogan podcast, and what he's talking about is just like how fucking like how much technology and like it's influencing our lives nowadays, and just like the kind of people that we are now because of like social media or like being in our own little like bubble, like with our cell phones, like kind of just being like. It's weird, like when you send like for example, like when you're talking to a chick, like you almost have more balls to text a girl like what you're feeling, like than to even say it in her fucking face or something like that, you know, like.
Well, yeah.
Technology's like weird.
Back in the day,
like
too,
that.
Though. You know, when I saw this cartoon today, that it was saying like, oh, technology is isolating us or whatever, and it shows like a picture of like people back in like the 50s. Like, not even talking to each other on the bus, just looking at the newspaper, you know? Yeah. It's always something, dude. Like, even when you used to hit girls up back in the day, you'd slip her a note. You wouldn't, you know?
Well, that's true.
You wouldn't go, hey, you know, if you, hey, if you were a fucking, if you were, if you were serious fucking about slinging dick, you would write her a letter. Because that would get him, dude. I didn't fuck learn that. I didn't learn that until I got out of school, but.
Shit, the first sext was like drawing a dick on the paper and sending them.
Like this big, baby. Get your ruler out.
From this line to this one, bitch.
Yeah, dude, you would write girls a letter. Like, you know. Sometimes their girlfriends would tell you to write her a letter. Like, fuck no. I gotta write anybody a letter.
Fuck letters.
Fuck out of here.
Dude, that's what's so cool about fucking, like, cell phones. Like, what I'm holding in my hand right now is just, like, what he called is technologically mediated telepathy, which is, like, what they're saying is, like, you're thinking of this thought in your head and shit, and, like, all you do is, like, you press a few buttons in your phone, and, like, you send it fucking across the world, and it's in someone else's hands now, and, like, into their mind, like, yeah. That's telepathy right there, right? Like, without having to speak, like, with your fucking mouth, or, like, sign language, I don't know, like, whatever the fuck
sign language.
Your language is, or how you communicate.
Can you imagine, like, Indians, dude, when they used to make, like, smoke signals?
Dude, that's crazy.
We're over here calling fucking, we can call 911 and shit. We can fucking call anybody, anything. Just send somebody a text like, hey, dude, fuck you.
Yeah.
You know? They're over there having to make fucking smoke signals and shit.
They're banging like their tribe gang fucking with smoke signals and shit.
It's
like
a full-on ritual, just kind of hoping your homie will know what you're trying to say.
That's fucking crazy.
Like, hey, you guys think he saw that? Oh, he had to have seen that smoke. How can you not see that smoke?
Yeah.
Look, it says delivered right here on the smoke cloud.
Dude, yeah, technology is fucking tight, man. Like, I was just, like, someone posted earlier today on Facebook. It was, like, you know, like, it took me back. It was talking about, like, all the MySpace, like, you know, like, you grew up, like, on with the MySpace days, if you remember this or that. And it was, like, all the, like, all the little shit that, like, people did on MySpace. Like, and then, but I was looking at it, like, fuck, dude, like, if you look at shit nowadays, like, that shit was, like, even though it's, like, it was still the internet, it was MySpace, like, that shit looks primitive to, like, what we're doing now with, like, Snapchats and fucking Instagrams. Like, dude, like, it's almost like people are in your pocket now, like, nowadays, you know? Like they're just there. Like, you don't have to fucking, you know, like, fuck, man, I hope they got that letter. I hope they know Ma has cancer, you know? It's like, fuck no, dude, like, damn. All you gotta do is send a fucking text, like, yo, get your ass over here, we gotta talk.
Yeah.
Or not even that.
That's fucking crazy, dude.
Alright, man, that's my little fascination with technology and stuff. It is a double-edged sword, like, kind of like that, that Oppenheimer dude, you know, like, when he's talking about, dropping that nuke for the first time. What's that line that he said? Like, I am become death or whatever? Like, that's some heavy shit right there. Like this dude became, like, the scientist for, like, some other odd reason. I don't, like, I'm just, you know, talking
about
shit.
Wait, what bomb are you talking about, man?
The H-bomb, dude.
Oh, not the one that they dropped on Japan, right?
I don't know. It was, yeah, something like that. But when they were testing it, like when they found out that shit was successful, like, the dude was, like, just, there's a video of him speaking, and he's just, like, he looked, like, just appalled. Like, just, fuck, dude, like, we're gonna fucking ruin some shit with this thing. Oh, what you looking at over there?
Oh, yeah?
What's that?
Yeah, dude, there's this fucking series coming out, dude. It's, like, I forgot what it's called. I saw it. And, like, it's about when they were building the bomb, like, in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
They had, like, a whole camp, you know, for, like, just because they sent all the top scientists over there to work on it, you know? But it was so, like, it was so top secret, they had to take their families with them, you know?
Oh, shit.
Like, in the middle of nowhere, they just made a camp for them. And, like, I don't know, people started getting crazy in that camp, because they had to live there for years, because, you know, making the bomb or mm-hmm. whatever. But
isn't that, like, kind of like that island syndrome or whatever the hell? Like, you're living on an island too long, you're just, like, going nuts, like, because, like, you're away from actual society. Like, yeah, you can build your own little shit right there, but
yeah, it's weird. That's not natural. People aren't supposed to live like that.
No, it's not.
People move, just like animals and shit, you know? Mm-hmm. You fucking move wherever you like the climate or whatever, or wherever, you know?
I hear you.
I guess. If I could just fucking live anywhere, I'd be riding my horse everywhere. Just, I'd get a horse, I'd steal a horse, and I'd go around stabbing people and just drinking beer.
Dude, look at it now. Like I was thinking earlier, like, fuck, dude, you know, I got in a fucking car and I drove here, and it took me, like, what, like, 10 minutes, 15 minutes to get here. And, like, back in the day, dude, how long it would fucking take to fucking get somewhere like this? Like, you'd have to fucking saddle up your fucking horse, make sure that motherfucker ate and drank, take your water, mm-hmm. and, like, all right, I'll see you probably, like, in 2 days, like...
What gas prices? You better feed your fucking horse yeah. and make sure he doesn't fucking get, you know?
Talk about gas prices, shit.
Fuck gas, bro. I don't want to talk about gas prices. Tired of that shit.
I have to put some gas to fucking get over here right now.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
With all the money I'm making right now, shit.
Damn. All that money, huh? All that cheese.
Shit. Being jobless sucks.
Well, at least you can find something better now.
That's true, man. Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. That's how I looked at it, in, like, not just the beginning, but, like, nowadays, I have my hopes or whatever, like, it, oh, shit, sorry, guys. Like, you know, like, your opportunities open, and that's the same for, not just for jobs or anything, like, but girlfriends or, like, oh, yeah, yeah. But, like, you know, like, anything, like, with friends, you know, you know, you lose one, or how they say, one door closes and the other one opens, or whatever. Like, you know, you just gotta look for the positive in all this bad shit that's happening. You know, like no matter how down you get, you know, like, life is fucking beautiful, man. You can't fucking dwell on all this little shit, you know.
Yeah, dude. I was thinking about I heard some shit like that the other day that, like, you know, sometimes things don't happen the way you want to control them to happen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes they happen the way that they're almost kind of meant to happen, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you just got to give it permission. Just, all right, let it happen, you know?
Yeah. That's why I would sometimes say, like, not to say, like, I love making mistakes, but, like, sometimes, like, fuck, man, I'm glad, like, that I made some of those mistakes, because, like...
Especially when they cost me money. I hate that shit.
Fuck money. I don't even talk about money. I'm just saying, like, you know, you make a mistake, and, like, later on down the road, like, fuck, if I didn't make that mistake, like, I wouldn't be, like, this happy today, or, like, I wouldn't have the opportunity that I have right now. Or, like, I know that's, like, being, like, super optimist or whatever the hell, like, but that's me. Like, you can be a pessimist all you want or whatever the fuck. Like, you want to look at the bad and everything, fuck it, do it. It's your life, but it's better to be happy.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta think about positive shit. Man, it's the shit waking up and picking up my iPhone 5S and fucking making a slow-mo of video of some fucking bullshit. I don't gotta worry about fucking... I mean, I gotta get a job and find a place to live and all that shit.
You know what you gotta worry about? It's fucking... making the money to pay for that iPhone 5S.
Yeah. That's the only fucking thing is making... But you know what? That's not that fucking bad, you know? You stop being a lazy fuck and...
Yeah.
You get your shit together.
Don't get all fucking comfortable. Like, it's easy. I mean, I've done it. Like, I'm actually... To be honest, man, I'm pretty damn comfortable right now. And I'm getting fucking tired of it. Like, I don't know, man. Like, you just... That's where shit stops happening is when you get comfortable. Like... In everything you do, like, when you're working, like...
I'm always uncomfortable with everything, dude. Even now, like, that's why I'm always, like, fucking hungry for more, dude. Like, I haven't got to that spot
true.
Yet, you know?
I see that.
I haven't got to where I want to get, so I just fucking keep going, dude. Because what am I going to stop halfway, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck no.
You're pretty talented, man.
Thanks, dude. Gotta keep the train going, the show must
go on. Soy un hombre muy honrado, que me gusta lo mejor. A mujeres no me falta ni el dinero ni el amor. Jineteando en mi caballo, por la sierra yo me voy. Las estrellas y la luna, ellas me dicen dónde voy. Ay, 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 ay. Corazón.
Me gusta tocar guitarra, me gusta cantar el son. Mariachi me acompaña cuando canto mi canción. Me gusta tomar mis copas, aguardiente es lo mejor. También el tequila blanco con su sal le da sabor. Ay, 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 mi amor. Ay, mi morena de mi corazón. Me gusta tocar guitarra, me gusta cantar el son. El mariachi me acompaña cuando canto mi canción. Me gusta tomar mis copas, aguardiente es lo mejor. También el tequila blanco con su sal le da sabor. Ay, 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 mi amor. Ay, mi morena de mi corazón. Ay, 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 mi amor. Ay, mi morena de mi corazón.
Hey man, so I was thinking this has been a pretty fun episode. What do you think?
Nah, yeah, dude, fuck yeah. It's talking shit. It's tight.
Playing those games with me, man. Fucking hey, you know what? You know what annoys me when people text you, and then you text them back. You're like, yeah, yeah, what's up? And then they take forever to text you back.
Dude,
you're like, bitch, you hit me up.
That's yeah, dude, fuck that. That shit fucking, that shit fires my damn onion. Fucking, when you're like texting a bitch, man, and you're like, you're texting your cool, right? Like, you get a text from her.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you're fucking, you're like on your phone, and like, your phone's in your lap. You see that shit, like, I text them fucking right back, dude. Like, I don't got time to play fucking games. Like, ain't nobody got time for that. No, I'm just
nobody has time for that.
Nah, dude, but I get tired of that shit. But, like, people see your text and they're like, oh, like
let me wait,
like, I seem desperate of texting someone so and so back. Like, fuck that, dude. Like,
talk to me.
Like, dude, if I see your text and I have, like, and I'm not doing shit, I'm gonna fucking text you back. Like, god damn, dude.
You know what I mean?
Dude, people gotta play little fucking games and shit like that.
People gotta play games with everything. You hit them up. You know what really grinds my gears, dude? Facebook. Fucking
that new fucking Messenger shit.
No, well, I don't know. I haven't got it, but
no,
like,
I didn't get it either.
I don't
fuck
go
that
on it often, but when I do, I'll go on the fucking like, I'll go on the people that are online, you know. And like, I don't think anything of it. Like, since I haven't been on it in forever, I just go on. And I'll be like, hey, what's up? Just whoever's online, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just to say hi to people. I don't know. And some people act fucking weird when you hit them up.
Yeah, dude. Fucking.
Then I think like, then why are you friends with me? Then take me on.
That's true. That's why, like, anybody that
weird.
I don't want on my shit,
I don't need to see you. What are we, going to the same school or something? Mm-hmm. You know, get it together.
Actually, I don't have you as a friend on Facebook. I deleted you a long time ago. Here, I'll add you back, though.
No, I'm not gonna accept, bro.
Oh, fuck it then. I added you, bitch ass.
Fuck it then.
My fucking Facebook is Vinny free.
Nah, fucking. Yeah, dude, that shit annoys me. I don't know why people gotta do that. That really grinds my gears.
Yeah, dude.
That's the end.
Bitches will be bitches. You know what pisses me off? What bitches do, man?
Mm.
They're fucking alive and shit, man. Fuck all that shit.
I know, dude. I'm fucking tired of that
kidding
shit. Nah, I'm kidding. Bitches are cool.
I like women.
It's not even women that you message. Like, I messaged my cousin one time.
Damn,
like,
you're fucking gross, dog.
Nah, fuck that. I was like, hey, what's up, dude? And he just wrote back, like, hey. I was like, man.
Oh, is it dude?
He's my cousin, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a chick.
Nah, he's cool.
I'm sitting in gear. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, dude, I have a cousin that was like that. Like, the fuck, dude? Like, you're too cool to, like, to hit me. Like, dude, you're my fucking cousin. And, like, especially, like, this was a cousin that, like, I grew up with. Like, he was my best friend and shit. And then, like, he got all...
Damn, he doesn't like
this
you,
dude. Was, like, he's... I'm not gonna say no fucking names. This is my cousin. I'm not talking shit about anybody that
damn,
any of you guys
shit
need to fucking worry about. This is my cousin.
Fuck, we're talking
so
shit.
So I get to
live
say whatever the
we're
fuck
talking
I say
shit on the podcast nowadays.
like he got fucking, you know, man, like he's Mexican, and his damn. Dad is that trip out, trip fool. Nah, he got it, you know, dude. He got into fucking this, like, I don't know, man. Like, if you want to call it like neo-Nazi type gang or whatever, it's like,
oh, yeah?
They were called the Mayhemic Militia. And, I don't, it was just, like, a bunch of, like, skinhead, like, dirt biker kids that, like, didn't like fucking black people. And they would, like, get their kicks off of, like, pretending to, like, salute fucking Hitler or some shit. Like, it's like, what the fuck is that about? Like, I don't think that you guys are fucking joking. Like,
are they Mexican or are they white?
Yeah, dude, my cousin's Mexican as fuck. He's darker than I am. But he's, like, he's one of them OC boys, like, he's cool. He's, like, a dirt biker or whatever.
What the fuck?
But anyways, like, that dude's, like, he got too cool to fucking, like...
Hit you up?
Hit me up and shit, like...
I don't get that shit when people are, like, trying to be cool with Nazis and stuff, but, like, really, Nazis probably wouldn't have been cool with you, you know?
Yeah.
Think about it.
If you try to pull that shit, like, when they're around, they'd fucking slaughter your ass. Like, what the fuck? Don't fucking play jokes with my fucking... with my lifestyle.
Dude, you want to hear some a crazy topic, man? I was looking at some... Sometimes I'll go on Google or whatever and just, like, find things, you know? And I was looking up all these, like, old torture devices and stuff. Like, old torture methods that they used to have and what was the gnarliest and stuff. And I don't really remember any of them, but there was this one dude... It's called, like, the brass bull or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. They put you in a fucking bull made out of brass, and they set that shit on fire from the outside.
Yeah,
they
from fucking the bottom, cook you. Dude. Yeah, that's dude. Crazy,
that's
dude.
That's fucked up.
I know. Like, it's like a robot. Like, it's just made out of brass. That's fucking crazy, dude. That one blew my mind.
There's another torture device. It's still going around right now. It's called a fucking girlfriend.
Oh, shit.
It's still got those shits.
Yeah. That shit'll rip your heart out, dude. Fucking
nah! Shout out to all the bays out there.
Yeah, shout out. Nah,
not my bays. Just talk shit, if you got a bay, fucking cool. You're lucky. Just, hold on to that shit.
Just shout out to all the girls that, you know, make it happen and aren't fucking spreading all the herpes around with all the dudes. You know, because that shit ain't good. What are you gonna do? You can't take that home and make it lovely and shit. You can't warm that up and eat it. You know?
Oh, goddamn. That's just gotcha.
Yeah, what are you gonna do with that? You know? So get it together, cocksucker.
Yeah.
You know.
Fucking girls out there, man.
That's another thing, man. You know, you can't be. You can't. Nobody's gonna buy the car if you're letting anybody ride.
You know what? How do you feel about these fucking little bitches nowadays that, like, got, like, all these thousands of friends on fucking Instagram? Like, these attention whores. Like, what is this shit? Like, how weird is that now? Like, where they, like, they're so into themselves now that, like, they're stuck up because they think, like, just because, like, their amount of friends, like, is important or some shit. Like,
oh, okay, yeah, dude, I don't like that. How, like,
you try to
make,
like,
them feel like they're famous or something.
Yeah, like they think they're fucking famous or something, like, stupid. Bitch, what the
know,
fuck?
Who the fuck are you?
I'll still jizz on your face. Like, fuck out of here.
And what? What are you gonna do after that? Looking at all stupid with jizz on your face.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, hey, what's up with that, man? You gotta trim those pits, bro.
Oh. What, you shave your armpits?
No, but I take the clippers of that
fuck
shit.
Fuck it, I don't give a fuck, man. I got a fucking, some hairy ass legs, I got a hairy ass, I got some hairy armpits, and that's about it. I don't fucking grow hair from, like, my waist up, except from my armpits.
Oh, like in your chest? I don't get chest hair.
I don't get fucking chest hair. I found, like, the first few chest hairs the other day. I was like, what?
Hey, but that shit's gross, dude. People that do get a bunch of chest hair.
Fucking looking like Robin Williams. Rest in peace. Fucking
damn, Robin Williams.
That motherfucker was hairy.
Shout out to the fucking genie. It's free now.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Hey, you know what though, man? Speaking about him, that shit fucking sucked when he died, dude. Like, when I found out, dude, I was like, this is crazy. Like, it's crazy how this shit happens. Like, you know, like to people, like. Alright, so I'm watching fucking... Like, I just so happen to feel like watching What Dreams May Come. I just so happen to feel like watching...
What movie is that?
You've never seen that shit?
I don't think I've seen it.
Alright, to those of you out there that know what that shit is, respect to this guy, fuck you. No, but it's a movie with Robin Williams and Cuba Gooding Jr. And it's about like dying and like I don't know, like he comes back in these paintings or whatever like that his wife did or some shit like that. I forgot. But I decided to watch this fucking movie, like, and then so I was like, you know, like I feel like going outside to skateboard. So I didn't even finish the movie anymore. Like I just watched like a quarter of it, and like I went skateboarding. And I was kicking it with my homeboy Brian. Shout out to Brian. Fucking love that guy, man. He's a cool guy.
Brian,
anyway,
do I know Brian?
You might. Maybe. But anyway, so like, I was going home and I was checking Facebook because like you know I was just in the car or whatever, and I was like tired from skateboarding, and like I see someone post like RIP Robin Williams. I was like, fucking bullshit Facebook post like. Whenever I see some shit like that, man, like, I'm just so skeptical about it now. Like, you can't trust fucking idiots on Facebook just trying to get likes and shit, you know? Like, so I go look at it, and sure enough, it's on, like, CNN.com. I'm like, fuck, dude, like that sucks. Like, I was like, it's crazy. Like, I just, that day, like, I happened to watch his movie about where he dies, and that same day, like, he dies. It's like,
oh, okay.
I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, it's just little coincidences like that that are weird, but
yeah.
I know when I heard that news, I was just, like, fucking bummed, dude, like, it really kind of, like made my day a little bit worse. Like,
really?
Yeah, I do, like, I always fucking respect. That dude was a funny fucking comedian, man.
Yeah, some people you always respect and, like,
yeah.
You know, even though you're not always thinking about them or whatever.
Yeah, that's...
But,
go ahead, dude.
Nah, man, you know what's crazy about us nowadays is, like, we're gonna... We saw Jackson die, fucking MJ.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking
yeah, dude. We're just
watching them fall, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
all the legends, or at least
yeah.
The people that we grew up to be legends. Like,
but those are like the main legends. Cause if you think about it, our society is pretty easy. It's pretty young still, you know.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, dude.
Like they were what? The war was 1940s. That's what, 7 years ago. I mean, if you think about it, that's not that long, you know.
That's not. That's fucking nothing.
And after that came, like, Hollywood and then all that
shit. That's one lifetime right there.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we're seeing them die now, because they're 50, 60. How old was Robin Williams? Like, 61.
63.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
That's fucking wild, dude.
But he didn't even die of old age. That's the thing,
too. Yeah, that sucks. But, I don't know, maybe it's just that fascination where people, like, they, you know, you hear it all the time, like, they only give a fuck when they die and shit, like.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, that one hurt. Like, that one hit me pretty hard, because, like, you hear, like,
Robin
all day,
Williams.
Like, oh, Paul Walker died. Like, I'm not talking shit about Paul Walker or him dying or anything like that.
But
it's just,
I was like, fuck Paul Walker.
Like, you know, like, people just started, like, caring, like, once he died. But, like, for Robin Williams, like, I really felt like everybody's, like, actually truly sad. And, like, damn, dude, like,
yeah.
That dude was a part of your childhood, you know? Like, he was Aladdin, or not Aladdin, he was Genie. Miss Doubtfire, dude.
He was
fucking
a Flubber.
Flubber, like, all that, like, just... All the cool shit when you were a kid, like, that dude was probably had something to do with it, you know? Or influenced something to do with it.
Yeah.
It's just like, goddamn, like, that's crazy. He's a celebrity and all, but, like, to be honest, like, you hear, like, he was, like, a fucking awesome guy, like, a great person. That's all you can really care about, you know?
Yeah, it sucks when that shit happens, man.
Phone's dying, goddamn it.
My phone's dying too, man. Fights are gonna start in a little while.
Oh yeah. So you're into boxing a little bit more though, huh?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
I don't know, dude. I like the sweet science of boxing, dude. Like, I like UFC too. But I think it's... Oh, I think it's the shit. I think
you don't feel the corruption of boxing though. Like, you don't feel like just like...
Oh
like,
yeah,
man,
big
like,
time. But that's only because it came from people have been. People, gangsters have been running that business for a while, you know, but boxing, like, the sport is
fuck it, let's keep going. That was something, yeah, don't worry about that
yeah,
shit.
Damn, I think that's gonna be loud as fuck.
That shit was fucking loud, dude. Dude, look at the peak on that shit. That shit peaked.
Or
all right,
we're
whatever.
Gonna leave it, who cares?
Yeah, fuck it. Nobody's listening this long anyway.
What are we saying?
Boxing.
Oh, dude, boxing, I don't know, man, just the sweet science, something about...
No, but how do you feel about, like, it being so corrupt and shit? You were saying...
Oh.
About these gangsters running this shit.
Yeah, gangsters have been running that shit the whole time. Everybody got screwed. Chavez Sr. got screwed. It's fucking... Tyson got screwed. Everybody got screwed. Just about everybody. Fucking... Even De La Hoya. fucking Mayweather's the only one that really took to the game about, like, bringing it back to, like, more of the sport and not just corrupt, you know, full of corruption. Even though he's corrupt as hell too, he picks his fight. Yeah. You know, he cherry picks his fights, but I don't know.
That's why I like MMA. Don't get me wrong, boxing's just as much of a martial art as anything else. But there's a true, like, martial arts, like warrior, like spirit, like with you fight with honor and dignity, and like. You live the same way, you know, like,
yeah,
and like, dude, some of the coolest people that I ever met are like jiu-jitsu practitioners and like this and that, like, and some of the douchiest people I ever met were like boxers, like kind of like almost like street, like they use it like to be like good fighters on the street or whatever, like I don't really care for that, like I like the
boxers,
yeah, like not yeah, I'm not like I'm not that. Bashing boxers, yeah, for those of you out there, I'm not trying to bash, it's just like. From what I've noticed, from my fucking experience, you know, like, that's why, like, I respect jiu-jitsu so much, like, that shit's fucking, I don't know if you ever taken jiu-jitsu, but.
No, I haven't, I'd like to, I started learning, right before I left the gym, like, the boxing gym, I started, like, learning how to kick and stuff.
Yeah.
And I got into that, but you know what, fighting, the whole fight game thing, is just, like, I'm into boxing, so you kind of start thinking of strategies for it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But once you start throwing elbows in there, and then kicks, and knees, and then grappling, and fucking takedowns and shit, it's just, you gotta get with the game, you know, so kind of...
Well, that's what I like about it,
It didn't intimidate me, I just wasn't willing to learn more, I was like, fuck, I like boxing.
Like, boxing to me is like, it's a little too one-dimensional, it's like seeing a drawing, like, I'm making an analogy here, but like, to me, boxing's like watching like a sketch, like a cartoon, and... For me, MMA is, so many dimensions of fighting. It's like watching a full-blown fucking movie, you know? Just, like...
Yeah.
Like, there's so much you can do with it. Like, that's true, though. It's so colorful. Like,
I do like how there's, like, fucking so much... They give them 5 minutes and just go at each other, you know?
Boxing to me is two colors, red and blue. That's your left and right hand. And, like, for MMA, it's, like, you got all the colors of the rainbow. You can go to the ground. You can fucking...
But, I mean, there's even MMA fighters that will say that, you know, boxing... is a whole art too.
Yeah. Oh, I fucking agree 100%. Like,
yeah.
There's
a lot to it, dude. Fucking, you just gotta. Just depends, you know.
There's some bad motherfuckers out there with their hands, dude. Don't get me wrong. Like,
yeah.
I won't fuck with the boxer. Shit. Like, I would try to take them down and fucking choke them or something. But, like, boxers are bad motherfuckers, dude. But
I think it's just way different. It almost seems variety. Like one is more tamed, which probably is just not as fucking brutal, I think, dude.
Yeah, and boxing, dude, you're just getting knocked around in the head all day, just boom, boom, just taking your shots, and like in fucking MMA, you might get choked out, you might, I don't know, like have a stoppage, like with
some people don't like watching leg kicks or something like that. Like when I was telling you about the gangsters, even back in the day, they said, you know. Boxing was a gentleman's sport, you know? So, all the thugs would hang around and watch boxing and bet and stuff, you know, smoking on their cigars and all that.
That's true, but imagine if they could see something like MMA back in the day, like, what would they do with it?
No, imagine if Bruce Lee was around now to be an MMA dude.
That's fucking something. That dude was ahead of his time. I know, like he doesn't seem like it or whatever, just because it was so long ago, but... That dude was doing shit that nobody was doing.
Yeah, dude. Even I was watching some of his movies, and they're pretty dope, dude.
That's what I like so much. I like more about him that he had that like that martial arts philosophy for life and shit. Like, it wasn't just like he was a badass kicker. Like, he lived like a fucking bad motherfucker. You know, his mind was sharp. It's like. As quick as his hands were, like, his mind was even faster. Like, that's what I liked about the dude.
I just like that fool because, I don't know, dude, there's a documentary where he just says, like, a bunch of shit. Like, you can apply the thing about, like, martial arts and fighting and stuff is you can apply a lot of those lessons you learn to, like, life, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just, I don't know, some of the things he says are fucking crazy.
You know, man?
He was smart, dude.
This is way off topic, but you know who's a bad motherfucker?
Who?
Fucking Ramon Rodriguez.
Ramon, we're gonna give a shout out to Ramon, and we're gonna get going because we got some UFC fights to watch. Well, Ramon!
That's in like 25 minutes. We could still fucking fuck around. But, yeah, dude, Ramon. I miss that guy, man. I don't really tell him this, but, like, I'm pretty proud of that dude, you know? Like, that dude's doing his thing out there, like doing what he's always kind of wanted to do. Like, you talk to him, like, if you're good friends with him, then you'll know his, how he feels about going to school and shit, but I think that, like, that dude, like, took the best opportunity that he could take, and he grabbed that shit by the fucking horns. He's like, let's do this shit. Like, that dude's fucking cool, man. Like, he has something that a lot of people don't have. Like, not just, like, he's not, like, the smartest dude in the world or anything like that, but that dude's got some balls, man. Like, yeah. I like that dude a lot. That dude's an inspiration.
Yeah, I've always liked Ramon, dude. Ramon's a fucking bad little savage.
Ramon and another Rodriguez that's out there, little Ed Sweeney. Fucking Edwin. Miss that guy. I was just texting him yesterday.
Ed Sweeney.
I saw him not too long ago, too. I got drunk as fuck with him. But, yeah, man. Oh, and he goes out in fucking Arizona now. I don't know if you know that.
Nah, man.
That dude lives in fucking Arizona.
Really?
For reals, dog. I don't know, man. That dude, like, just kind of booked it without hitting me up. Like, hey, dude, let's kick it one last time. Not to say, like...
I stopped kicking it with that guy years ago, dude. I think it's once I left Riverside. I don't know. I didn't see anybody anymore. I don't really have a reason to go over there. But I miss that son of a bitch. I know he'll probably never listen to this because of the way he is, but fucking... I love fucking Hugo fucking Juice.
Yeah, man.
Hey, we gotta say a funny ass story. We had this guy's name's Hugo, and we went to class with him. We all had some classes together, right? Well, there was a substitute one time, and when she went, I think it was a he.
What, the substitute? Was it for Machalka or what?
No, I don't know. No, I think I don't remember who. But when he went to go say Hugo's name, he said Hugo.
What?
and Hugo is Juice in Spanish.
Yeah,
Hugo's
Juice in Spanish.
So he started calling him Juice, and he was mad. He wanted to fight me.
That was
me.
Was that me or you that started calling? I don't know. It was like one of us.
I think it was me that time. But I started. Because he wanted to fight me, yeah. Remember?
I don't know.
I didn't know until later. He said, dude, I wanted to fight you. He kept calling
me. Dude,
that shit.
Actually, it's funny. Like, me and Hugo, like, our relationship started funny. Like, since the day that I ever fucking saw him, like, I just hated the dude. Like, I couldn't stand to fucking look at that dude. And, like, he knows this now, like, and, it was reciprocated. Like, we just didn't like each other, dude. Like, just, even as kids, like, the first time I saw him, I was probably, like, 10 or 11 or something like that. And up until, like, fucking 9th grade, I just couldn't stand seeing that dude. And then, like, we would just look at each other, just mad dog, and just, like, ready to fight or something. But, you know, high school came around, he started hanging around, I was like, hey, this dude's, like, way the fuck cooler than I thought, and I'm pretty sure he thought the same way. And, that's kind of how me and him started hanging out. And then we started doing some tight-ass shit together, having sex parties.
The fuck?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, hold on, I'm having some technical difficulties.
Was it not running?
I think it recorded up to a point, but... I don't know, it's kind of freezing up on me. I am not going to lose this podcast.
Does it stop after a certain amount of time?
No. It's just that was... Oh, we're good.
Sweet.
Yeah, we're good the whole time. We've been good. Let me say this really quick. No, I don't say it. But I think we should wrap it up, dude, because it's 40, and then... You know what I mean?
Let's just keep going.
What time does the UFC fight start?
7.
Alright, fuck it. Keep going.
Dude, fuck it. Are we still on?
Yeah, we've been on the whole time. I kind of thought I...
Wait, are we on right now, though?
Yeah, we're on.
Oh, okay. Sorry, guys. Anyways, dude, remember, like, how we met? You know how we met, man?
Fucking nah.
Ramon.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. Cause you live like down the street from me, and like I fucking never knew who the fuck you were, and like this dude would just tell me about you, like, oh yeah, I know some metalhead kid, like he looks funny, like he wears like tight pants that are ripped and like jean jackets. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, dude, he's good as fuck at guitar though. And he was telling me about, like, how you guys first started talking and shit. Like, he said that he was making fun of you because you look broke.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, dude, I'm not broke. Like, I'll fucking show you. Like, come over to my house. And that's when he took me to your house. Like, he was like, yeah, dude, like I used to talk shit that this dude was broke. And, like, I'm going to go to his house.
Because my pants were ripped.
Yeah.
Fuck and, that. I like
and
that shit.
what he called you, like, what stuck around was, he called you Milton, like...
Oh, yeah.
Dude, your name was, like... I didn't fucking know your real name until, like, years... Like, not years, but, like, months later. Like, I just called you Milton the whole fucking time.
And I don't then, know why
then eventually
they
started
shit.
Calling you your normal name.
I don't know why he started calling me that shit. He's just one day he's like, hey, dude, you know what? I'm gonna call you... I'm gonna give you a name. Milton.
That shit was funny, though.
Fucking Milton.
That dude's funny as fuck.
So Ish hit me up. He wants to chill now. Ish, if you're listening to this, probably not. Maybe, I don't know.
Dude, fuck Ish.
He might listen to this
he
shit.
He gonna come over here?
Nah, he fucking hits me up all late and shit.
Motherfucker's a lagger.
So.
Shout out to all the laggers out there.
Shout out to all you laggers missing out on life. Because you're fucking sitting on the couch or fucking scratching your nuts, whatever the fuck you're doing. Get the fuck out the door. Get a fucking idea and get your shit together, dick licker. Make that shit happen. That's exactly. The only way things get done is if you fucking get up. No, you get an idea, then you fucking get the fuck up, and then you go make that shit happen. What do you think? Somebody fucking set all these mics up and all this shit for me to make the podcast? No, fuck no. You make that shit happen, you buy everything you need, and you fucking hook it up. Bam! Like a fucking soldier!
Yeah.
That
but,
shit going.
You might need a new... stand. I don't know if you guys heard that noise earlier. That was a big ass weight, to work out with. That shit fell because it was holding up the mic stand.
Well, really, it's because it's not supposed to be meant to use this.
Fucking ghetto rigged.
To use like this.
Who, fuck it, dude.
It works though.
So we make shit work.
As long as it gets done.
I was thinking about tying a shoelace to the ceiling fan and just letting the fucking mic hang.
And let it spin.
Fuck yeah.
Let me get some pizza, man.
Are there some right here? Dude, oh. I know you guys don't know this, but I ate a shitload of fucking pizza right now. There's only 3 slices left in my pizza. We bought one whole pizza each. There's only 3 slices left in mine. And that was in a 5-minute span. And then I pounded them out, and dude. God, I'm so full right now. I could just pop.
I don't think I should be eating pizza right now. I got my wisdom teeth.
Really?
What was that?
Some stupid fucking bitch on Instagram.
Hey, cockfucker.
Yeah. Let's do that. I know we fucking talked a lot. There's a lot more shit that we could fucking talk about, but...
Hey, but...
We could wrap it up here. Yeah. Fuck it.
We can
do
make some
one.
More episodes. No worries. We still got a lot of time.
As long as I'm breathing, I got a lot of fucking talking to do. A lot of you motherfuckers know how much I like to talk.
Yeah, and we got a Twitter now. Forgot the fucking name of the Twitter. Empire Radio. Let me look for it right now.
Fuck it. While you're doing that, go follow us or something on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Make us happy. Give us likes. Make us feel popular and we got some kind of power over our dicks. You know.
Tell me your Instagram name.
That's a certain shade of Greg. You know, like the Incubus song, a certain shade of green. Yeah, but my name's Greg, so.
Okay. The Twitter is Empire_radio. Empire_radio at Twitter. Motherfuckers.
What the fuck is your Insta name? Vinstagram?
Vinstagram is my Instagram name.
Is it just... Isn't it Vinstagram 9 or something like that?
Vinstagram 9, yeah.
What's it with the 9? Is that German for no?
That's German for fucking... booty hole. So yeah, dick lickers, hit us up. Let us know what's up. Get your shit together. Yas, motherfucker.